There is Shabbos.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Nun Aleph. We're holding the last three words on Nun Amid Beis Omer Rav Papa. Kitanoi. What is this all about? Morris told us yesterday that there is a machloikis about Iker Shira V'peh or Iker Shira V'kli. What's most important? When the Levium used to go and sing every single day the Shir Shel Yoyim, is the Iker the singing or the Iker is playing on the musical instrument? And we wanted to say that that's totally the machloikis, the gabi, where the Shir Shel Karbin is Doicha Shabbos or not, especially the Chalil, whether it's Doicha. The Gemara itself was Doicha and said, that's not the machloikis is about something else. Anyway, but we're now down at the bottom, Amar Papa Kitanoi. Whether Ikashira Bepeh or Ikashira Bekli, L'choira is a machloikis Tanoi. Where's the machloikis Tanoi? Ditna, on top of Nun Aleph Omid Aleph. The Gemara is quoting now from a Mishnah in Masechtas Erechin on Daf Yud. And it says that who were the spielers? The spielers means the performers. Who were the ones that played the musical instruments? Everybody knows that the singers were Levium. They were the Mishorerim. Question is, who were the ones that played on the instruments? It's a three-way machlokes. Tanakhama says, Avdei Kehanim Hoyu. They were Avodim. They weren't even full-fledged Jews. Avodim. Divrei Rameya. Vazotir. That's Rameya. Rabbi Yossi Oyim Mishpachas Beis Hapagrim U Mishpachas Beis Tzifraya U Meim Hoyu Shoyu Masiyin LeKuhunim. So Rashi says that these are the names of two families, the Beis Hapagrim and the Beis Tzifraya. They came from a town by the name of Im'um, and they were considered to be Yisraelim Miyuchosim, Yisraelim, not Kehanim, not Levim, Yisrael. They were so Miyuchosim that the Kehanim would marry into those Mishpachas and would not be nervous about the fact that perhaps they were not Miyuchosim. No problem, they married them without any problems.
Miyuchosim means special?
What's Yichas?
Lineage, pure lineage.
Pure lineage.
Impeccable
lineage.
It wasn't the money.
They're from Uman. It says Uman.
From Im-Um. Not to be confused with Uman. No. Reb Chanina ben Atignas Oime Levium Hoyu. That they were Levium. So we have now a three-way machlekes. Avodim, Yisraelim, or Levium. My lab, what's the machlokes between the first Mandi Yomar and the third Mandi Yomar? The Mandi Yomar Avodim Hoyu Kasava Ikashira Bepeh. The important thing is the singing. And as long as the singing was conducted and performed by the Levium, anybody can go and play the musical instruments. So therefore, even Avodim. And therefore, just like the Levim have to be the Meshorim Bepeh, they have to be Meshorim Bekli. Oh, so the Machlaikas of yesterday, those are the Machlaikas. But there's one problem. What about the middle Mandiyama? What about Rabbi Yossi? The Tizbra Rabbi Yossi, my Kasab, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Ikasab, Ikashira Bepeh, Afil Avodim Nami. Then even Avodim, Vosap is Dafka Yisraelim Miuchosim. Ikasab, Ikashira Bekli. Then Levium in Yisraelim lie. Then it should have to be Levium. What is this pshara of Yisraelim down the middle? So Timora Ella, therefore, we're going to say that the machloikis, in fact, is not a machloikis ikashira bepeh or ikashira bekli. Ella the kuliyama ikashira bepeh. Everybody holds the ikar is the singing. And the musical instruments, that's just an enhancement to the singing. So what's the machlokes? Hakamifiki. The Mar says, "Hakhi have a ma'isa." I say, "Hakhi have a ma'isa."
Exactly.
Each one says, "I'll say in the ma'isa." But the Gemara doesn't just tell us ma'isa. It must be that there's some halachic ramification from these ma'isas. The Gemara says, "Yes, yes, yes." L'may nafkim. Lemalin meiduchon leyochsin ulemaiser kamiflegi. What happens if someone either wants to get married, or someone wants to go and collect meiser bebeis hagronois? What proof can he bring that either he is a miyuchas or that he is a livy that's entitled to go and get meiser? There's no kimar. Mandi omer avodim hoyu. According to the first mandi omer, that's Rameh, that the avodim kasover ein malum miduchan liyochsin veloy lemaiser. If a person comes and he writes on his shidduch resume that I played the musical instrument on the Dukhan for 25 years in front of Chayes of Yechon Metzakai or whoever was there at the time. That is absolutely worth nothing, because even though he played the musical instrument, he may be an Eved, and therefore that is no proof for Yosef and no proof for Maisa. And that's the reason why he's telling us this Maisa, to tell us that you cannot bring any raya from a Duchan. The second man, the Yomer Rabbi Yossi, is telling us, no. You can put on your shidduch resume that you played on the Dukhan, because everybody knows that the only ones that they would allow to go and play on the Dukhan would have to be at least Yisraelim Miyuchasim. So if he writes that he was on the Dukhan, Itaka has Edim, you can call family references, you call up Rabbi Smith. Is it true that Mr. was on the Dukhan? Yo, many years I heard him, he plays. Does a beautiful job with the flute, etc., etc. So therefore, then Malam Duchan Yosef. Avaloy Lemaisa. If this fellow now comes to the Geronois, to the granaries, and says, "Please, I'd like to have Maisa," I don't know. You might be Yisrael and not a Levi. I'm not going to give you any Maisa. Well, Man Diyama Leviim, are you the third Man Diyama that says it will Leviim Kasava? Malam Miduchan Bein Leyochsin Bein Lemaisa. If you can go and show that in fact you played the musical instruments on the Duchan, then not only are you a Miuchas, but you are even a lady that you can go and get Maisa Bebei Sagras. Yes?
From a historical point of view,
yeah,
we can see that the mandoma that says Leviim for you,
right,
is the right one, because we have an unusual amount of composers and maestros and virtuosos that,
yeah,
are Jewish in the classical world.
Yeah. And they're also Leviim, or just maybe just
all of them? All of them have Levi related names.
They have DNA. Uh-huh.
Most of them. Most of them have Levi related names. So it's not only a Jewish, it's like something that the DNA of the Leviim is in their veins.
Robert, who are you thinking of? Which composer? Mahler, Mendelssohn?
Mahler, Mendelssohn,
Offenbach.
They have their. I know that all the maestros that are famous,
yeah,
happen to have Jewish names related to Levi.
Interesting. I know the Jews, I know the unbelievable proportion of Jewish.
I never heard there was a Levi, I heard there was Jewish.
How about Bach?
The Bach was
only the Gemara, not in the composer.
The Bach was the Shver of the Taz.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, we get back to the Gemara.
He traces
the Yehudah Shter Dovid. Rabbi Yemi. So this was the Mishnah Maseches Erechin. We tried to bring a raya that the halacha of Ikashir Bepeh, Ikashir Bekli is a machloikis. And the Gemara could be no machloikis. Everybody agrees that anybody could go and play the musical instruments, and because everybody holds Iker, Shira is the pet. I said, what's the machloik? It's like Gabi Biman Liyosin, or the Maisa.
Sure, we have a lot of people playing instruments.
Uh-huh.
We don't check the
instruments. Okay. Now let's go back to Reb Yosef for a moment, because we're going to see that there's a major machloikis here. Back on Nun Omid Beis. 8 lines from the top of the Omid, Nun Omid Beis.
Yeah.
We had a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, and the line begins, Hechalil. That is, of course, the flute. Doiches HaShabbos Dibir Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda. Hechol is Doiches HaShabbos. Right? Nun Omid Beis. Have that here? Hechalil? Yeah. Doiches HaShabbos Dibir Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda. You cannot play the Chalil even on Yom Tov, and certainly not on Shabbos. A machloikis is a Chalil Yodoycha Nishdoycha. Om Rav Yosef, machloikis b'shir shel karbon. The shir shel karbon was the shir that the Leviim sang at the time that the Kabbanis were brought every morning, the Tumid Shul Shacha, as well as the time when they sang by Tumid Shul Bein Araboyim. They sang that shir shel yoy. At that time they sang and they played the musical instruments. So the machloikis is b'shir shel karbon, the v'yoysi sover ikashir b'kli, The shear itself is part and parcel of the carbon, and just like the carbon is doicha Shabbos, the shear is also doicha Shabbos. It's an avoida doicha Shabbos. The important thing is to go and sing, and therefore the shira is not an avoida that would allow you to use musical instruments. It's not doicha Shabbos. So the machloikis in this price is about shir shel carbon. But the shir shel shoy eiva dibri hakoil simchahi the eina doicha es a Shabbos. The shir shel eiva, meaning during the base asher eiva, it is only a simcha, it's not an avoida. Everybody would agree, it's not doicha Shabbos. This was Rav Yosef. Remember, according to Rav Yosef, the machloikis is by the shir shel carbon, by kuli alma moida simcha beis hasheiva, not doicha. Now we have Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Back to our Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. He has the exact same brisa, and he learns it pum faket, just the opposite. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omar. Don't forget to join us. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Omar machloikis b'shir shel shoy eivo. The machloikis by the shir shel shoy eivo. The b'yoyis b'yehuda sabar simcha yaseira nami doiches haShabbos. The inyan of the simcha beit shel eivo is so strong. It's doiches haShabbos. Rabbanan sabri simcha yaseira ain't a doiches haShabbos. No, it's just a simcha yaseira. It's not an avoider, not doiches haShabbos. Aval b'shishol carbon divya koil avoidi. Everybody would agree shishol carbon is an avoid, but doiches a Shabbos, and therefore even the Rabbanan, not only Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, even the Rabbanan would hold that shishol carbon every single Shabbos you're allowed to go and play the musical instruments. Beautiful. No problem. I know you're happy about that. So now we have a very clear machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Who do we hold like? The Gemara is going to ask a series of kashas on Rabbi Yosef of yesterday.
You're absolutely
right. That's Rashi in the middle of the Omid. Rabbi Yosef Sova, Simcha Yaseira, you see about halfway down. Simcha Yaseira, Nami, Doicha Shabbos, Hoyu, Besimchas Mitzvahi, Ubechalil, Ein Isra Melocha, Elishvus Ba'alma. And the Shivus Ba'alma is, like you said, Shem Yisak and Kleshir. Zokimar Meitzvah. Yes.
If it's integral to the avoda,
yes.
Even if it would be a,
it wouldn't be worse than shafting.
Shafting, right?
Ain't a
chadam. So what's Rashi after bringing this?
Because he's going according to this man Yom, and now that we're saying that Simcha Beis HaSheiva, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is also Doicha Shabbos. The question over here is that Simcha is not a carbon Simcha. That's just Ushav to Mayim Besosim doing the Sheiva.
Showing from the
absolutely, Nisachamayim is a loch lamoshesina, but it doesn't say anywhere that you have to go and do the play musical instruments.
Shasa
might mean with ikashira bepet. How do you know about kli? So now there is a problem. What's the whole issue of the kli? Like we just heard from Robert, the whole issue is a drabon. Says Rashi. Says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that since it's part and parcel of the simcha going on yontiv, that simcha yisera is also strong enough that it's toicha the iser. The Rabbanon of Hashem Yisak and Kleshir, and the Rabbanon hold out. It's very nice to go, and everybody should go and be the Simcha. But you should do like we do on Simcha Torah. You dance and you scream and you jump and you yell and you make alamina masses, but you don't play musical instruments, and therefore it's not Doicha Shabbos. Avo b'shishol carbon, since that's avoided, that is part of the avoida, because when you're bringing the carbon, you're supposed to go and sing at the same time. Therefore, Zokti Gemara, it's Doicha Shabbos according to everybody. So now let's bring a new brisa. Meisvei shishol shoyeva. Oh, this is very clear. Shishol shoyeva. Doicha es haShabbos divrei Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Vechachamim oimim af yontif einoy doicha. That the words of this brisa are similar to the brisa that we learned before. Tan Rabbanan hecholil doicha haShabbos divrei Rav Yehuda. Vechachamim af yontif einoy doicha. Here, however, it doesn't leave it to your imagination. Here it says very clearly, we're talking about the shir shel shoy eiva. Whatever Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says is toiches a Shabbos. Chum say it's not toiches. What did Rabbi Yosef say yesterday? Rabbi Yosef said that the whole machloikis is only the gabi, the shir shel karma. Avon. But the Shir Shoshi Eva, everybody agrees it's only a Simcha, not an Avoida. Vein Adoichas Shabbos. Here I see very clearly that it's a Machloikis, not like Rabbi Yosef. Says Imara, Tiyofta, Rabbi Yosef, Tiyofta. Einachanami, Rabbi Yosef is Ogefreit from this price. So Freit Imara, Lame Beshir Shoshi Eva, who the Pligi, Abashir Shal Karbin, Tivre Kor Adoichas Shabbos, Lame to have it Tiyofta, Rabbi Yosef, Betarti. What the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Yosef spoke about two separate subjects. One about the Shir Shal Karbin, where he said there is a Machloikis, and one about the Shir Shal Sheva, where he said everybody agrees it's not Doichas Shabbos. So we've been Doicha, the second part of Rabbi Yosef, when he says that there's no Machloikis B'Shir Shal Sheva. Clearly there is a Machloikis B'Shir Shal Sheva. But what's the din by Shir Shal Karbin? Remember, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Machloikis B'Shir Shal Sheva, but by Shir Shal Karbin, Divri HaKoyla Avoidehi. That's everybody, it's a part of the Avoida. But Rabbi Yosef said, no, by Shir Shal Karbin, there's a Machloikis. So the question is, what's the din by Shir Shal Karbin? Do we say, Shir Shal Sheva, who the plea? Avo B'Shir Shal Karbin, Divri HaKoyla Doiches HaShabbos, which would be exactly like Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Or do you say, no, that maybe the Machloikis is Betarti? The Machloikis is both by Shir Shal Karbin and by Shir Shal Sheva. Pray to more limited to you of the Rabbi Yosef Betarti. Let's see the Machloikis. The Kasha on Rabbi Yosef is on both halves, not only on the half dealing with the Shir Shal Sheva, but that in fact he's wrong also vis-a-vis the Shir Shal Karbin. Not that there's a Machloikis, but Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba is right that there is, everybody agrees that it's Treichem. No. Please with Shir Shal Sheva adin the carbon. In other words, I give up, I surrender on the Shir Shal Sheva. I'm mistaken. However, the God of the other case, says Rav Yosef, there's a machlokes there too. Aye, if there's a machlokes by both, then how come the Braisa only tells us about the Shir Shal Sheva? Shir Shal Sheva, the Dicha Koich Rav Yosef Yehuda, the Afilat Sheva Nami Dochi. He wants to show you the Koich the Hetera Odith, how strong the Koich of the Heter of Rav Yosef Yehuda. Rav Yosef Yehuda is willing to say that even though this is not an Avoida, it's just an enhancement of the Simcha. Also, Doiche, Shabbos, and Yatif. Aye, Voktoni, Zeo Chalil Shah. Oh, period. So, says Rabbi Yosef, it could be the Machloikis in both. Freiti Mora Voktoni, I have Lechira, a knockout Kasha on Rabbi Yosef. From where? Not from a Braisa, from our Mishnah. Zeho Chalil. If you go back to Nun Omer Aleph, when we started our Perek yesterday, we said, HaChalil, Chamisha Beshisha, Zeho. This is the Chalil Shebeisa She'eva She'eina Doicha Loyese Shabbos V'loy Esayom. Why does he have to say so emphatically Zeho HaChalil? He could have simply said the Chalil Shebeisa She'eva not Doicha Shabbos not Doicha Yom. By saying Zeho, he's suggesting the Tana of our Mishnah that this is the case where the Chalil is not Doicha Shabbos and Yom. But there are other Chalilim which are Doicha Shabbos and Yom. Which one do you think that's going to be? That's going to be, of course, the Chalil Shel Karbon. Zotimar. Vaktani, it's in the Mishnah, Zehu Chalil Shel Beis HaShem, Shem Doicha Lo Shabbos Lo Siyot. Zehu, the Eina Doicha of the Karbon is Doicha. Samani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Inayma Rabbi Yois, Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yois is the, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that it's Doicha Shir Shel Karbon and Doicha Shabbos. That cannot be. He's not the Tan of our Mishnah, because the Tan of our Mishnah says Zehu, this is the guy, this is the Chalil, which is not Doicha. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, I hold Shisha She'eva Nami Doicha, it is Doicha. So it's not, that's not Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's not the Tan of our Mishnah. El Avraban, it must be the Rabban. The Rabban of the Mishnah say, yo, the Chalil of Beis She'eva, that's not Doicha. No, no, it's just a simple, you say not Doicha. But Shishal Karbin is Doicha. Oh, so I see that when it comes to Shir Shal Karbin, everybody agrees. Side of Yosef Yehuda, side of Chacham, and everybody agrees that when it comes to the Shir Shal Karbin, it's Chanavoida, that it's Teichas HaKarbin. But you have Rav Yosef, but I have to tell you, you have to Yosef,
in
sorry?
Poor Rav Yosef, he got slammed twice today.
Yeah,
now he's going to get tiyuf to the target.
My aspect is Rav Yosef.
Picked him up and knocked him down again.
All right, it's all good.
Ogefreit in both aspects of his halacha. Yosef said, we slept conveniently last night thinking, oh, Yosef, great, great, Rabbi Yosef.
How many Yosefs are there in the Shuk? There's only one Rabbi Yosef.
Kama Yosef, Eke B'Shuk, exactly.
It was the Rabbi of Abaya.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, brother too, by the way.
Yeah. So the Gemara says about Rabbi Yosef that he said yesterday that the Khalil, start again. We had a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, where the Chalil is doicha Shabbos or not doicha. Rabbi Yosef says the machlokes is by shishul karbon, but by shishul she'eva kuli al mamoida that it's not doicha. Today we said no. Rabbi Yosef is incorrect. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Av is correct. The machlokes that they had was not by shishul karbon, because shishul karbon, everybody agrees that it's doicha. Where is the machlokes by shishul she'eva? That's not the machlokes. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says the imay shishul she'eva, the chalil is doicha Shabbos, and the one said no, it's only an enhancement. It's not doicha Shabbos. Great, Yimar, my time. Okay, so now we go back to the original. It's not crystal clear that there in fact is a mandioma ikashira bekli, because after having gone through the Gemara yesterday, although the Gemara initially said that the machlokes is ikashira bepeh, ikashira bekli, the Gemara said, no, kodin zayin, everybody agrees, kuli alma ikashira is bekli, and v'hocha b'don efshe mishi'i efshe kamifligi, as well as maybe everybody holds ikashira bepeh, and we're learning it from Menorah with the klal u'prat the klal, riba mit v'riba. So it's not clear, l'maisa, that there's a machlokes. It could theoretically be that everybody holds ikashir bikli, or everybody holds ikashir b'peh. But nevertheless, assuming that there are these mandi yamrim, says the Gemara, what would be the basis of his view? Tichsin, sechdo ha-pasuk. Pasuk is in Divrei HaYamim. Vayomer Chizkiyahu lehaalo yisro oil la mizbech. Oh, let's go bring the carbon on the mizbech. Ubeis heichal oila, as they brought the carbon on the mizbech, heichal shir Hashem, and they started playing the shir Hashem. Vachatzoytrois vaal yedei klei David melech Yisrael. Oh, so they played not only the chatzoytrois but also the klei David melech Yisrael. Why they play klei David melech Yisrael? What's the reason why the Torah, the Pasuk is telling us this? To tell us, Heichel Shir Hashem, you know how you play the Shir Hashem. It doesn't tell us that they were singing, it tells us about the Chatzoytis, and it tells us about the Klei David Melech Yisrael. It's the Chasimin that that's the Iker Shir is Bekli, and that's why the Pasuk is focusing on the Klei David. My time at the Mandiyama Iker Shir of the Pep, Chasim, Lehi, Noch HaPasuk, is a Pasuk also in the Vayyam, Lehi, Ke'echod, here in our Gemara it says Hamchatzatzrim with two tzaddiks on the side. He only brings Lamchatzrim, Kiachad Hamchatzrim, Vlam Shoyrim. The Mchatzrim are those that are playing the Chatzoytzrois. The Shoyrim are the singers. Lashmiya Koylechad. They wanted to go with Mashmiya Koylechad. So it doesn't refer to any Kalim. It only refers to the Chatzatzrim, that's the Chatzoytzrois, and the Mishoyrim, the singers. Says Rashi, Chatzoytz is lav klei shir ninu. If you look at Rashi, right before where it says Masnisim in the Gemara, right, go up about a quarter up the Amid, the Chatzrim, the Mishoyrim, the Hochel v'ksiv kalim. It doesn't say kalim here. The Chatzoytzrois lav klei shir ninu. Shein the kiois had to meet him on Musafi. Yeah, you must tkiya through tkiya. Finish ka. It's not a song, it's not a klei shir, it's tkiyas. And therefore, why does the Pasuk tell us that they brought the Mechatzrim and the Meshoyrim Mashmiya Koylechot? Is a simon, you don't need Kalim, you need Meshoyrim. It's a haraif in this Pasuk, ikashir is b'pem. Now, the Gemara on the surface is a pelam mi'oid mo'oid. Why is it pelam mi'oid mo'oid? Because if we would just have the benefit of the Gemara, we would say that's where the Pasuk ends. But if you go to number 2, you'll see the Pasuk is much longer. Look at number 2 in our Gemara Torah Ora Shalem. If you don't have a 2, it's days. That's beautiful. And then what does the Pasuk say? Uchahorim koil bachatzoitzois uve mitzoltayim uve chlei hashir uve halal Hashem kitoim kilom chasim. So you see, just like the previous Pasuk made reference to the clay David Melech Yisrael, and that's the ikashira, the clay, it also makes mitzoltayim uve chlei hashir. What's going on over here? The Gemara just leaves us in the middle of the Pasuk, ignores the second half. You see over here also clay shir lahalel uve halal Hashem. What's going on? It's not my kasha. Tosis asks this kasha. You see, Tosis is a bucky in Tanakh. המחטרים והמשוירים. So Toysis here in the middle of the Yom. וחלקסיבי קלב וחצויצס לא יקלי שירנו שהם לדקיוס התמיד במוסף וכך ביש בקודם, just like we learned in the Rashi. ותאמה קרו גופי קוסב, look right at the positive בקלי שיר דקרו הוכי קסיבי דבי היומים גבי שלוימס. So now you have a ride that Toysis didn't have the Torah or Hashalem because he quotes the whole Pasuk. כאח המחצרים והמשוירים להשמיע כל אחד להלוידס להשם וכהורים כל בחצויצס ומצלתיים ובכלי השיר ובהל להשם כתוב כלום חסי שתי טוב ופייש כלי שיר. So this is the Yesh Loimar, the Daik that the Dika Bigmon mit Chalkam the base Hilulim, that the Pasuk is divided up into two segments. Notice that the Pasuk says twice Lahalel Ulahoidis Lashem. Right? The first part of the Pasuk says, like the Gemara quoted from Shem Lashmiya Kalachod, that's where the Gemara stopped. But the Pasuk continues Lahalahoidis Lashem, semicolon. And then Ukahorim, Koyu Bachatoitz, Mukotai, Kleshir, again Ubahal Lashem, Kitoy Kilim Chastoy. Why does the Pasuk repeat that? The Chorim should say one Pasuk together. Echad Machatrim, Flam Meshoyrim, Lashmiya Koyu Echad, with the why does it split it up in two segments? Ah, comes to tell you the choices. That's since the Pasuk doesn't combine the two and merge it and make a much shorter Pasuk and just talk about all of them together as part of the Hoydis Lahal Hashem, by splitting it up tells you the Ikashira is Bepeh, the Mishoyrim. And by the way, in addition to that, Karim Kabachatzoitzreis and the Kleashir, Bahal Hashem, that was also such an enhancement, but that's not the Ikka.
Sumi is translated as?
Sumi means to enhance the sound. Literally, the Psumi is the Russian of sweet. To sweeten the sound is by enhancing it. Vidach, back to the Gemara now. So now we have two Psukim. The first Pasuk says, Ikashira Bekli. Second Pasuk says, Ikashira Bepe. So what does each one the other do with the other? Vidach, Nami Hoksiba Yemechiskiyo. What does he do with that first Pasuk Yemechiskiyo? Hachikomar. Heichel Shir Hashem Bepe. Ayidei Klei Dovin Melech Yisrael Uvisumei Kala. The way you have to understand the first Pasuk is, remember that Raya from the first Pasuk is what it says, Ayidei Klei Dovin Melech Yisrael, Jokte Nei Pshat Azei in the Pasuk. Ve'yem Chizkiyu Lahal Yisrael Oilam, they put the oil on. And when they put Heichel Oila, Heichel Shir, what type of Shir? Bepeh. And that Shir Bepeh was enhanced by Ayidei Klei Dovin Melech Yisrael, by bringing in the Kalim, the musical instrument, that enhanced the shir. But the shir was the shir Hashem, the pet. And they enhanced it with the clay dove. The idach, nami oksu, what about the second part of the yekechol mechatsrim? V'la mishoyrim, achika omar, mishoyrim dumi de mechatsatsrim. Ma mechatsatsrim mikli. And the Shorim Mikli, even though the first part of the Pasuk doesn't mention Kli, but does mention the Chatzoytzis. And the Chatzoytzis, of course, was a Kli. So even though it wasn't the Kli Shir, but it was a Kli. So therefore the Shorim was also the Kli. So therefore you don't have a clear-cut Raya from either Pasuk, you can bring a Raya Azoytz, Azoyt. On to the next Mishnah. We started talking about the Simchas Beis HaSheva, we only focus on the Chalil. Now we're really going to go into some of the details. Talk to Mishnah, Mishle Ro Simchas Beis HaSheva, Le Ro Simcha Miyam. Whoever didn't participate in Tziyah Simcha Beis HaSheva, he never saw a grace of Simcha. How did they start off? Motzi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Motzi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. This is the Motzi first day, right? First night of Chol HaMoed. Yorgu Ezes Noshim, they went out to Ezes Noshim. Umesakman Shom Tikkun Gadol, they made a big Tikkun Gadol Ezes Noshim. And the Gemara will explain what that Tikkun Gadol was. We'll see it at the end of the Amud Beis. Menoyishel Zava Yushab. They were very large candelabra, huge candelabra, and these menoyros ba'arba safolim shel zohav b'rashem. They had on the top four large basins made out of gold. These were the cups like you have on the top of a menorah, yeah, that you would fill with oil. But they were not little cups like we have. These were huge cups. So much so. There was four sulamais, four ladders that went up to these four menorahs. You had four menorahs, and the menorahs had this, they had the safon shazov on top, and to climb up to menorah, Our Rashi doesn't bring it, but elsewhere they bring that the Menorah was 50 amos tall.
100 feet.
That's 100 feet. That's huge, huge. The Arbo Yilod Mipirche Kuhuna will be a day in Kadon Shulmei the Esam Loik Shein Matim Lechol Seifel Veseifel. What they did is to fill up those cups at the top of the Menorah. You had Pirche Kuhuna. Now we don't mean kids of 7 or 8 years old. It means Rashi says Bachurim. Means already over bar mitzvah, teenagers, and they were strong guys, and they would carry up on these ladders kadim, large like barrels of 120 loik. Remember, the whole nisach hamayim was either 3 loigin or 1 loik. Here we're talking about 120 loik.
How many liters are we talking about?
And you'd have to look in the article. Probably tells you.
For me, as they say, is like 3.3 to 4, so 4. So
a log is roughly a liter.
Oh, that'd be a 4 ounce. Yeah, that was 4 ounces. What was what? 16 ounces. That's not about 16 ounces.
A,
four.
Right.
Four.
But a quarter is about roughly a liter.
Yeah, roughly. Okay, yeah. It's a liter. So each log, say, is a liter.
So under 20 liters to be. They didn't do it all in one. I don't think they did it all in one shot.
120 kilos should be carried by one person.
Not one, but I didn't say one person.
One liter is more or less weight of 1 kilo.
Yeah. Okay.
So they did. They did many trips. They didn't do it all in one.
Yeah. Okay. Yibana Beis Midrash will see with their own eyes, and whoever saw it will never forget. Anyway, and nowadays, of course, they would bring along YouTube, so this is a big sign. No iPhones permitted. Let me tell you. Anyway, so bottom line is, you had the 120 loichei matzilim lechosef lesef, and they poured into each one of these safalim at the top of the menorah. So the menorah had 4 safalim, so you're talking about that it had 4 times 120 loich, 480 loich. Huge! Okay, that's the oil. Then they had to have wicks. What they used to do is they would take a worn out big day kahuna, such as the mechnasayim, as well as the avnet. Now the kohen hedyot, as you know, wore 4 begadim altogether. They had the mechnasayim, they had the avnet, they had the ksoinis, and they had the mikvas. I can understand why they didn't use a mikvas. Mikvas was more like a hat. Hat you can't use for making wicks. But you can use the sign, you can make them. Why didn't they use the ksoinis? The Mishnah doesn't mention that. Toises asked Akasha. You see 2 toises before the end. The blowing mechnas and them. Tamed lechoshim nami ksoinis. Shigam he oises shoshes. That was also lechoira perfect wick material. So Toises doesn't give an answer based on the Mishnah. But anyway, the point is that they used the worn out begodim and they made wicks out of them. Says the Mishnah mehen o yimafkien. Fkien means they made a wick. Ubehen o yimadikin. And they would light those. These are so tall, like the last Rashi says here. Takarashi said, "Menoyos kiboyim chamishim amah." Menoyos were 50 amas, 100 feet tall. Wow! Remember that the Azara didn't have a roof, and therefore there was no problem. Just like it says, the ocean would go up, and everybody would see. They would go to the right, to the left, to determine whether it's going to be a good year, not good year.
The shahr, the entrance way, would be a look from. Our
we can talk about that too. We can talk about that too.
We had that in Yuma, remember?
Right. How did they get through the shark?
How did they get the menorah over the door?
Over the door, yeah, because the door, whatever
it was. Construction crews had to go and take it over. Question.
Anyway, they assembled it inside.
They assembled it. Oh, maybe it wasn't from Miksha. Exactly.
They can also use that.
This is not a menorah.
Anyway, so bottom line is they used the menorah, and the menorah was so huge, and they had so much light. And every chutz of Yerushalayim, everything okay? You have a picture of the menorah there?
They lighted. I was wondering what kind of implement. No, there was harp. And this is another instrument.
Liar.
I don't know what it was.
Okay, good. Anyway.
Did you make Abdullah on it?
On these lights? It was the first night of Yom Tov. So, okay. First night of Chol
HaMoed.
And unless it was Matzah Shabbos, you wouldn't make Bar Marish. Everywhere in Yerushalayim you could see, you didn't need to go and bring along lamps or anything. It was lit up for the Or Beis HaShe'eva. And Rashi explains because, number one, the Menorahs were 50 amas tall. Number two, the Harabayas was very, very tall. And therefore, the oil of this Menorah spread out over the entire city of Yerushalayim. Chassidim Anshei Maaseh, Yimarakdim Lefneihem. The Chassidim Anshei Maaseh would go and dance before these Menorahs there. Ba'avukai shel or shebiyadein. And they would be holding avukai shel or. Avukai shel or means with torches of fire. And Rashi explains that these were professional jugglers. They would juggle four or eight such avukai shel or. See Tap Rashi. Zorken oisam klavi malu makablam oisam. They would throw it up and then they would get it back. V'yesha b'ki and lasis came ba'arba avukai shel b'shmoina. Zorikzum akapazum, zorikzum akapazum. Just like a professional juggler. But most jugglers juggle balls. They don't go and juggle torches of fire. But obviously these people I'm sorry?
Yeah.
There are, okay.
Yeah.
That's why Rashi says the Yesh should be key in Lasky. There are. But I can't do it. Can you do it?
No.
No, okay.
I remember once they had it.
Okay. Tell them that if it was based on program, it's the wrong Yom Tov. They should have done it. Sukkot. Anyway, the book shall read the name of the Lord's name, and they say, before the Rishis, the Dish Baal Chois. Ba'alaviyim, b'kinoirois, u'binavolum, u'mitzaltayim. U'b'chatzoitzois. Oh, but kishpil, tzigvei lebedik. U'b'kleshir, b'loi mispar. All other types of musical instruments without a number. In other words, tens, hundreds, thousands, who knows? Al Chamesh Esri Malois Hayordois Me Ezri Yisrael, the Ezri Nashim. Where did they all stand? They stood on those 15 steps, which lead from, depending whether you go from Ezri Nashim to Ezri Yisrael, that's Ezri Nashim. As you know, Rashi tells us, we learned this back in the Sech Yuma, to be able to go and see the Paraduma from the Har Mishcha all the way to the Heichel. That you were talking about before, how tall the walls were. And so one of the cheshbonos that we added was that from where you're sitting in Har Mishcha, the Har Habayis kept on going up at a slant. And one of the major ups at a slant was that from Ezra's Noshim to Ezra's Yisrael, we had 15 steps, and every step was one half amma tall and a half an amma deep.
Yeah.
Deep or receded or indented, whichever way you want to call it. Wide. So these recessed. So you have these 15 malas of yours, Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Noshim. Either your dice, if you're looking from Ezra's Yisrael, if you're looking from Ezra's Noshim, they're olos. Kenegat Chamesh Esrei Bishiramal Shibetilim. Here, 15 steps were connected to 15 shiramalas that we have at the end of Tilim. Sha'aleim Levian Oindin. There they would stand on these 15 steps with their clay shir. Mo'imim shira, and they would go and say the shira. Now, only by the Simcha Beis Sheva. Normally, when they said the shir on the karbon, Rashi says they had a special duchon. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines at the top, Shalein Alvin Oindim Klisher, the Simchas Beis Sheva, the duchon, the shir hakarbon. That was a separate duchan. That's Azizok to Rashi. Tosis, however, reminds us of another Gemara that, in fact, it wasn't a duchan next to the mizbeach, but rather there was a special duchan that went up one amma in the middle. If you look in the Tosis here on the bottom of the Amud Aleph, last Tosis. Shalveim alvim oinu lechvei shir simchas v'sheva duchan l'shir the carbonates of zbech oyekach b'yish kuntris last oises of sechtes midois. And back in Yuma we learned Rav Lezer ben Yaakov oyim emala hoises sham, there was an extra mala there kevoye ama v'duchan nosan olea v'ois emala hoises ben Ezra Yisrael the Ezra's kehat. As you know, when you enter into the Ezra's Yisrael, into the larger Zara, the first 11 amas Ezra's Yisrael, and then after Ezra's Yisrael, according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, then there was weiter another step, and that step separated between the Ezra's Yisrael and the Ezra's Kehanim, and there, that's where the Levim stood at the time of singing the Shir Shul Karp. So there's a machloikis, whether there's a duchah, yet a duchah, or it could be there's no machloikis, but Rashi's telling us is the Rabbanan Shita, and this is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said it. So it could be that there is a dispute, not a machloikis Rashi, but it's a machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Anyway, but the simple way to Sheva was on these 15 malas. Now what happened? Now this started from early in the evening, like Rashi said, on the Matzah Yom Tov. So right after the Yom Tov was over, give a chance for people to go and say a short Havdalah and to get ready, and they came over to the Smigdish and they started this whole merriment of the great Simcha of Simchat Sheva. Now the Gemara continues on, the Mishnah continues on. Then two kehanim stood. Shara Elyon. Shara Elyon is another name for the Shara Nikanar. She yored me Ezra Yisrael to Ezra Noshim. That's where you leave the Ezra Yisrael, go into Ezra Noshim. Ushnei chatzoytzes biyadeyan, and these two kehanim had two chatzoytzes. And Korah Hagever, we had a machlokes, remember back in Sefer Shkolim, whether Gever was a person, Gvini Cruz was the name, Gvini, or whether it was a rooster. And so at that time of the Kriyas Hagever, they knew, oh, now is the time that we have to start getting the water for the Nisach HaMayim, because it's soon going to be daybreak. This Korah Hagever was before Alois HaShachar, and we're getting ready for the Kabbats. So Korah Hagever, Toku Ve'riu Ve'toku. Now, you could learn Korah Geber that the Geber is the one that called out, no, no, go and now blow Shofar. If that's the case, and of course we're talking about Vini Krut. If, however, we're referring to the rooster, means Korah Geber, and then from that point they knew, and they blew. They went to Machda Tarat, Kir Trut Kir. Hegiel Amal Asiris, and now they left. They are now standing at the Shar Nikmar, as is Israel, going down into the Eznas Nashim. It's a Gila Malasiris when they came to the 10th step, that is going to be a Shaila in the Gemara tomorrow, the next day. So the 10th step mean 10th step looking for Amantap, that they walk down 10 steps, and therefore they're only 5 steps from down below. Or are they 5 steps from up above, and they're 10 steps from down below? Depending which way you look at it, the 10th step could be from down or from up. Interesting, more is going to discuss it. So you got to the Malasiris, talk about it, talk, and again at Kitrut again. Hegil Azara, they got to the Azara, talk about it, talk, again they made a Tkia Trut. Tkia, this Azara we're talking about is the Karka of the Ezra's Noshim, because it says that they were going down. And so therefore when they went down from the Ezra's Yisrael to the Ezra's Noshim, they went and blew once again, Tkia Trut, Tkia. And while you're talking, Vaholchan, and then they kept on blowing at Shemagim, Mishar, Hayoitzim, and Mizrach. In other words, they went through the whole Ezra's Noshim. They're now getting to the Shah Hayoitzim. In Agamar it says, Mi Mizrach, there's another Gesa, Shah Hayoitzim, Li Mizrach, which requires a better Gesa. They're going now through that Shah that goes down to the Mizrach. Remember, they're starting from Marav's side in the Azara, going towards the Mizrach side, towards outside the Beis HaMikdash, towards the, as we'll see, Met Hashem, the May. The Meshulayach, yeah, thank you. So it says that Shemai Gil the Shari Yoitzim Mizrach, he Gil the Shari Yoitzim Mizrach, Hofru Paneim. So momentarily, before they continued on to the Meshulayach, they turned their faces around in Mizrach Lamarav, the Omru, and they said, Abu Yisayin Shayimokam Azah, unfortunately sinned. Achireim El HaHeichol, unfortunately their backs and their backsides were towards the Heichol. Ofneim Kedma, and they looked forward towards the east. Why did they look towards the east? Bishtachol Kedma the Shemesh, because they went and looked to the Shemesh and they bowed down to the Shemesh. Unfortunately, Va'onu, but us Lekoinenu, we're looking to you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You're our salvation. You're our God, and that the Shmat is Nishmet Kashemesh Nishkanachke. Yidoimer Hoyishonim Oimer, they said twice. On Leko Uleko Einenu. Not just Anulaka, but they said Anulaka, Lakoinenu, two times. Which we'll have much more in the Gemara about this. Talk to you more, turn about it. Mishle Rasim Chameshav, Rasim Chameyamav, whoever didn't see the Chameshav and never saw Rasim Chameyamav. That's, of course, quoting from our Mishnah. But now the Brisa continues. Mishle Ro Yishlem B'Tefarta, never saw Yishlem B'Tefarta, Leiro Krach Nechman B'Yadam. Ah, the most beautiful, tired city, ah, Yishlem, Mirakadish. Mishle Ro Beis HaMikdash B'Minyana, whoever didn't see the Beis HaMikdash, Leiro Binyan Mefur B'Yadam, didn't see a beautiful, beautiful Binyan. Mayi, tell me which of the Bate Migdash are we talking about? So normally you think Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni, and that's true. However, in Bayis Sheni there's two subsets of the Bayis Sheni. As Rashi explained, Rashi is parallel to our Gemara, Mayi, Ezim and Abinyonim, Shoshloimet, that's the first base of Migdash. Oishel Nechemi ben Chachalia, that means Ezra Nechemi's base of Migdash. Oishel Hurdus, Shesasar Ibnoi. Hurdus destroyed the base of Migdash of Ezra Nechemi. It was a very short lived base of Migdash. And he rebuilt it. And therefore, the question is, Which of the three are you talking about?
Why do you say it was short-lived? It was several centuries. Hordas was only like a century before, less than a century before the Churban. Second Beis Hamikdash lasted over four centuries.
And therefore, how?
The first 300 years.
So we talk about the Second Beis Hamikdash. We're talking about that the Second Beis Hamikdash was a combination of both Nechemiah and Hordas.
The period, the Tkufa,
is 420 years.
Right. So
how much was the first one of the 420, and how was the second one?
So Hordas was gone around 70 years before the Churban. So 300 some years was the.
Okay, I stand corrected. So there was a substantial period of time of Nechemiah and a substantial period of time of Hordas, but we call it generally as Beis Hamikdash Hashegir, both of them together. So the question is, which one was the beautiful one? That was the nicest. The Mai Bane, how did he build it? Now all the Mandiyamim here are going to talk about different types of marble, and really the question only is, what color is the marble? So Rashi says, Avni Shisha Shayish Savua Leilovin Vele Shachar El Ken Yar. It had such a either green or yellow or a combination. That was Avni Shisha. Who says Marmara Shayish Lovin? So the combination apparently of green and white. Ikri Avni Shisha Koichla. Koichla is Rashi says Koil, which in Israel today I think they say is blue. Or Marmara we said again is white. And Apik Safa the Isle Safa. That means they had one layer jutting out and one layer receded in. Okay, so it would be easy to put the plaster in between the two levels and layers. And Savar and Hordas wanted the Mishayim the Dahava to go and smear it now with gold from the outside so it should look golden. Omle Rabbanim, the rabbi said to Hordas, Shavke, leave it the way it is. Tohochi Shaper Tvei. By the fact that you have different layers coming out, this is green, this is white, this is blue, this is white, it looks like the layer, the tidal waves of the sea. If you're ever at the ocean and you see the waves coming in at high tide, make sure you don't get too close, but it's a very, very beautiful scene. Here too, when you see the different colors and the different layers of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, it really looks outstanding.
Why did he use different kinds of colored marble if his intention was to cover up with gold? That was a waste of fine material.
And then he used the Makamashia. So this was a what do you want?
But I think maybe originally that was the thing, and then maybe he didn't go back there, and then they had the idea, and then he said, no, let's put gold on this. And they're like, sure they're not, this is so beautiful.
Okay, anyway.
Sounds like a present we have.
It's a kash of a masa. So let's continue on. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishalei Ro'a, Dioplustun, Shel, Alexander Shel Mitzrayim, Lei Ro'a, Bechvoidin Shel Yisrael. Our Gemara is going to tell us that this Dioplustun was apparently a very, very large shul where they davened. Perhaps also in Bismedish where they learned. The Gemara really doesn't speak it out. What does Dioplustun mean? So Rashi says it's a combination of three Greek words. Dioy means two. Plu, we had Dioymed, we had an Erevin, right? Dioymed, two Amudim together in the corner. Dioy is Shnayim. Ploy is Lushin Sarim. Kimoy, Metropolit. When you have a metropolis, you have Polo in there. Metropolis means a metropolis, a metropolitan area means where the Sarim, where the ministers, where the big nobility live and they work and they talk and blah, blah, blah. So Ploy means the Sarim. And then Stun, the last part, says Rashi, comes from Lushan Stov, like we had yesterday, or 2 days ago, Stov with Nimitzov, that they had benches that people were able to sit on, one in front of the other. So this, the Yuplustan, was, as we'll see, a major, major building. The Gemara is going to refer to it like a basilica, like a big cathedral, large, large, huge building. And it was an Aksadish Shel Mitzrayim that was used by the Yidden, at the very least, to daven, and perhaps for other things too. We're going to see that. Don't steal my lines. So what happens? Whoever didn't see this Yuplustan, Leirav Ekwenji, so didn't see the three covid of Klal Yisrael. Omru Kimin Basilki Gedoy Lohisa was like a large basilica. Stov Lefnim Bistov, like we said before, benches in front of other benches. In other words, many, many benches. At times, you know how many people they had there? Kiflayim ki yoytzim Mitzrayim. Yoytzim Mitzrayim is 600,000, 1.2 million people. Sounds like a little bit of a guzma, but even if they didn't have 1.2, they only had 1 million people, is also huge. V'hoyuban, they had Ayin Aleph Katadroi shows up, 71 seats of honor made out of gold. Can they get the Ayin Aleph Shosanedi Gevelet for the 71 members of the Sanhedrin? It sounds like it wasn't only Knegev, but actually the 71 members of the Sanhedrin actually sat there, which is a little bit schwer, because Sanhedrin is supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael.
Not in Alexandria.
Exactly. So the second choice talks about that.
And?
It's for homework. And we continue on. Kolachas v'achas ina b'chusim v'esim v'echad riboy kikrizom. The weight of gold of every one of these 71 chairs, thrones, was 21 riboy. Riboy is 10,000, which is 210,000 kikrei zahav. Wow. Ubima shalates them to Isa. In the middle there was a big bima. The chazan akneses oimen ala. The chazan over here doesn't mean the baltvila. The chazan over here means the shamas. And vahasudrin biyodai. As the baltvila was davening, it was hard for that person in the 10,000th row all the way in the back, where they had the last 100,000 people, it was hard for them to hear. Hey, sorry, can you speak up a little bit? I can't hear the davening. So there had the shamas, and he was holding a siddur. Siddur doesn't mean a siddur. Siddur means like flags. And he was waving a banner. When it came time to say amen, haloi meinet the siddur, he would go and wave the siddur, and then you hear a thunderous amen, like he had written for yeshiva, so yom
amen! What good does it say to say amen?
They knew what the brachas were because they were accustomed to this already. They come in, okay, give a clap on the bima, and the person said bracha. They knew he was saying the first one. Then next bracha, so they knew because they knew to say their brachas. And they had special sections there. The goldsmiths had their own section. The silversmiths had theirs. The blacksmiths had theirs. The coppersmiths had theirs. The gardium and the weavers on theirs. A person that didn't have panasa would enter into this great basilica. He would look around. He'd say, "Oh, ich bin the weaver." He would go to the tarsium, or he would go. To the gardium, or if he was a copper smith, he would go to the Tarsim and so on and so forth. Then if Shabbat Yifu, he would say, "Oh, does the Chunzer mention? These are my guys." They would say, "Ah, Kimanan Yankel, sure, come on, we got plenty of work for you." Because that, obviously, he had experience in that field. And that's why they had the different sections, so everybody would be able to go and find his landsman to be able to have Parnas. Omer Abaye, the Kulu Katlinu Alexander's Moitan. Unfortunately, all of them were killed eventually by Alexander. My time Anchu, why in fact did they receive an oinish? Shall the Abriya High Crocus or even the Pasik, or Sisifan Lashavaderchaze, oi, don't go back to Mitzrayim. In Uhodra, and they did go back to Mitzrayim. They all went to Alexander Shem Mitzrayim. So everybody can say, and what about the Rambam? And what about the, and what about that? There's plenty of Torah written about all of these issues, how the Rambam went and how others, other great giants throughout the generations, lived in Mitzrayim. It was never a major metropolis like you had in Europe and other places, but nevertheless, there were always Yidden living in Mitzrayim. Don't we have this issue of like Sifu Lashu Derech Zerach? One of the Mefarshim says that the Rambam was forced to go by the king or caliphate or whatever the name of the ruler of Israel.
Saladin. Saladin was the caliph of. He was fighting in the Crusades.
Okay, so he forced the Rambam to come to be his personal doctor. So the Rambam was really against his will. Okay. Anyway, Zog the Gemara, the Hinu, and also they came back. He also, Ashkechinu, now the Gemara tells us about Alexander. He also, when he came from, presumably from Greece, and he came to Egypt, Ashkechinu, Dehava, Korub, Sifra. He saw that they were leaning from the Sefer Torah. Yis Hashem Alecha, Goy Mirochai. This is, by the way, tomorrow's leaning in Parshas Kisova. It's part of the Toichacha. And what does it say in the Toichacha? Yis Hashem Alecha Goy Mirochik, a nation is going to come from afar. Mikzei Aretz Kashi Yida Hanosher Goy Asher Leisishma LeShoyna. You won't even be able to recognize his language. And what are they going to do? They're going to Chas V'Sholom. They're going to do what the enemies do when they come from afar. Omar, so Alexander said about himself, Mechtehu Gavra, meaning me. For me, normally to go on a cruise all the way from Greece to Alexandria and Mitzrayim, it's only, it's a 10-day cruise. Dali Zika, but there was a real heavy storm wind, and it only came in 5 days. Therefore, he said, this must be a special simin, a special omen from heavens, that I'm the one that's going to be the one, the Yisa Hashem Alecha Goy Merachik, to do all this destruction. Now, for life, good number, he killed out all the people there in Alexander Shemitzroim, or at least all the people there in that Hilopristan, in that basilica. And we go back to our mission. The mission said, by Tzoy Yom Tiv, they made a tikkun gadol. In the Ezra's Nashim, my thinking God was that Om Rav Luzer Kalish Shemino Chalaka Hisa Berishayna VeKifua Gizustra VeSkinos Yirnashim Yoshes Mamalav Anashim Malmata. What they did was they built ladies' galleries over the Ezra's Nashim. What means ladies' galleries? So the Gemara is explaining. Initially, the walls of the Ezra's Nashim were Chalaka. There was nothing, no protrusions, no ledges, no nothing. We'll see Mitchum 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. Have a good Shabbos. It's originally Chalaka, he said there was no ledges, nothing protruding from the walls. What they decided, when it comes now for the Simcha Beis Sheva, they kifur gizustra, they did now add to the binyan ledges or protrusions to be able to go and build on top of that, you know, beams, to be able to on top of that a whole ladies' gallery, which was suspended up in the air. The skinu, the women be upstairs and the women be downstairs, which is probably the predecessor of all the modern day shuls that have multiple layers. It's not a rabbanon. We learned the price. We show you know how you know shem mibefnim, how know shem mibachutz. Initially, the women would be mibefnim, meaning inside the Ezra's Nashim, and the men would be outside. Rashi says out on the harabais and on the hill. And what happened was any of the men that wanted to come into the Azara, they would have to traipse through the Ezra's Nashim, and that they had to. They could have gone their arsh orim to the Ezra's Nashim itself, but some went. And as a result, that caused for a certain degree of frivolousness or frivolity. So the men wouldn't have any excuse to go inside because they're inside already and let the women sit outside. But now you're by the day college, right? Because presumably the men from time to time would say, I have to take a smoke, I have to go and get a little air, I have to go twice this kiss, I have to go in. And again, they went through with women. And Vaitan came in college. That's exactly like we said before with the women's gallery suspended up above. You're telling me that they added ledges and beams to the upper walls of the Ezra's Nashim. The David HaMelech says that the entire blueprints of the Beis HaMikdash were based on Nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. And if that being the case, how can we go and change the construction, the infrastructure of the Beis HaMikdash? They found the pasuk, and based on that, they darsh in the pasuk. What pasuk did they find? Top of Nun Beis Amid Aleph. Besafta Oretz Mishpachos Mishpachos Levad Mishpachos Beis David. I'm sorry, Mishpachos Mishpachos Levad Mishpachos Beis David Levad Unishem Levad. Here we're talking about a hesped. What was the hesped for, or what about? That's what we're going to learn Mitchum tomorrow. But there's a large hesped, and at the hesped they had mishpachos, mishpachos levad, mishpachos beis David levad, u'neshem levad. The men folk were on one side, women are on the other side, and omru. And so they said, I don't understand. We're talking about a hesped. Remember, people are crying, people are upset. The masvid is getting everybody heated up and crying and weeping and all that. Balitvorim kavuchayim, manli osin lo b'shi oiskim behesped. Ben yetzahara shoylet. At a hesped, no, you don't have yitzhara. Amr tayin anoshim levad menoshim levad. Achshav shasuke besimcha. The yitzhara showing that bad. The yitzhara always loves simchas because he figures, now is the time to go and get someone. Alach kam bekama. That's why they made the tikkun gadol. So even though it says hakol b'sav b'yad Hashem alai his skill, based on that other pasuk, they felt that pasuk tells us that there are certain superseding interests, and therefore we have to make a tikkun gadol, and that's how they put up these. Is for the women.
Sunday 7:55 a.m.